Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
More competition for more.
Why is there smoke coming out of your oven, Seymour?
Can you get me a fizzy orange?
I'm just getting to yoga.
Yeah, bitch!
Well, hello there. You probably didn't expect to hear our voice. I'm Emma Dorn, one of the hosts of Telebox. Let me introduce my lovely co-host, the wonderful Jen Hatton. Hiya, Jen.
Hiya, Emma. Now, what is Telebox, you might be asking? Telebox is a TV podcast that Emma and I have been making, and we want to share some of the best bits with you, the Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast listeners.
That's right, here chats with the likes of Des Bishop, Joanne McNally, Jason Byrne, and plenty more along the way.
Did somebody say, just eat? Now, before we hear from this episode's comedian extraordinaire, we want to say a huge thank you to the sponsors of Telebox, Just Eat, for delivering this podcast.
Just Eat have over 40 cuisines and 3,000 restaurants to choose from, all from the simple tap of an app. So don't leave yourself short during these TV nights in over lockdown and grab something you love to munch on from your local takeaway.
Did somebody say, Just Eat?
This week, I'm very excited to announce we are joined by comedian extraordinaire, Dancing with the Stars legend, Fred Cook.
So hello, Jen. Hello, Emma.
How are you, Fred?
Thanks for coming on.
So it's great to see you.
Delighted to see you.
I'm quite new to these Zoom things, you know what I mean? I was one of those people who purposely didn't do any online stuff, you know what I mean? But I've a lot of heart for you guys, so let's give this one a shot.
We're honoured. Yeah. We're honoured. Thank you so much. How has lockdown 2.0 gone with the baby? Just
It's great. Like, we were actually kind of lucky in a way that, I guess many parents wouldn't, but with lockdown, we got to spend any amount of time with Ted, which is lovely, you know what I mean?
Like,
and I sent it to Eric Lawler, a good mutual friend, but I was saying, as long as I never have to do the Leaving Cert again, I can cope with anything. as long as I don't have to sit down for 3 hours, you know, every day, like, and not know what I have to write. You know,
and
I
do an English exam. Fine.
You can put anything. A doctor can give me any news. I don't mind. Whatever. It's fine.
Yeah.
So lockdown's been lovely, but I can't wait to get back in the road.
Neither can I.
Yeah,
we're all in the same boat. So you've come to us this week with a show that you want to talk about. What is that show?
The show is Baywatch.
I love it.
So, I feel like we have to start singing the theme song straight away, but tell us about the show before we do that.
I'll do the effect, shall I?
I get it. Can I get my guitar? Can we edit that in?
Yeah, do
it.
One sec, I'll be back in a sec. I should have thought of this. So maybe I could sing the song. It doesn't work. One sec. Okay.
Oh, I love it. It's going to hassle half his way through the episode. I love it.
Sorry about that.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
We're waiting.
Let's join in.
Here we go.
I'll be there. Whenever you need.
So what's the show? What's the show you're doing again, Fred?
Okay. I'll be there for you. Okay, Baywatch. I found out today that, just looking into it, that Peter Gutierrez wrote the original song for Baywatch, but they didn't use it. Do you remember Peter Gutierrez? He was the guy who wrote, who sang The Glory of Love for The Karate Kid. The guy sang, yeah. I'll be your man who will fight for your honor.
Why did I think that? I thought that was Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
I could see why you would, though. Yeah. Oh, so he's like but a pro at writing these types of songs.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, exactly, because when you hear the song Peter Gutierrez wrote, it's called Save Me. And it's just like the Baywatch song. It's like they've almost used the same lyrics, only differently. Like, yeah. I'm standing on the beach and you need somebody. it's almost like, if I was Peter Gutierrez, I'd be very pissed off with David Hasselhoff because he practically just took his song and made it a bit different.
Yeah. You
know, it's like the original Baywatch without that iconic piano riff. Do you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
that was the essence of Baywatch, wasn't it? It was the...
Oh,
at the start,
yeah,
and then you have the little piano riff coming in, and then you see Pamela and Hasselhoff pelting it up the beach, looking all beautiful.
Oh, it was amazing, and it was so kind of, Dad got annoyed at me once, because I remember watching it with Dad, now, and I was watching it with him, and Dad was very unfazed by the whole thing, and slightly annoyed, because it seemed a bit vacuous, and it wasn't realistic, do you know what I mean, like, and I guess as a... coming into my teens, I guess he wanted me to have a realistic look in life. So for me to be looking at Baywatch beside him, and I said to him, I've been listening to bullshit lads be saying to me in secondary school, and I actually said to Dad, Dad, there's places in the world where that exists, women like that exist. And it's one of the first times he ever gave out to me. He goes, nowhere in the world exists like that. It's not natural in the first place. You know what I mean? You have to accept all bodies and stuff like this.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I went to an all-boys boarding school in Cavan. So we'd know, like...
Women. I guess, you'd know women.
Communication with women. We did. We had a nun, Sister Rosario. She was our only community and a beautiful religion teacher. Do you know who was... Looking back, she was like 24. Like, we were 17, 18. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we talk,
okay,
God, she's
yeah.
like... She goes to Dublin on her own. She's amazing, yeah. right? And, you know, like she's just a whole, we're matching her independent lifestyle and all this. And, but every Saturday, Baywatch came on Irish TV at 5:15 every Saturday. And so we had studied from 5:30 to 6:30. But at 5:15 every Saturday, religiously, you'd have, you'd have over 200 lads in a room looking at the one telly, like a 90s TV that goes right back. And that moment that, Pamela Anderson, you remember that side profile as Jen was just talking about, that side profile when you see her with the ring boy as she's just smiling, and chaos erupted, like hormonal chaos, like we didn't know how to channel it. Lads were picking up like seats and throwing them against the wall, like, what do I do? How do I handle such a sexy woman? Do you know what I mean? Like, so it was, so we were just going mad. But the thing is, we needed to be in the study hall for 5:30. So because of that, we only had 15 minutes of Baywatch. And what happened was, as you probably know, at the start of every Baywatch, is that you'd have this music video. You had this music video, which would go on for 10 minutes before the actual narrative would kick off. And it was just someone walking along the beach or something like that. And with the waves clashing against the rocks. And we're like, we're all going, fuck this. Bring back Pamela. Bring back Pamela, you know. So it was just, I guess it was an exciting time for any young man in the early 90s to have Baywatch. Like,
and was it all about Pammy for you, or was there other characters in the show?
Well, I had early Eric Alinka, who was Shawnee from Baywatch. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
And I guess she was the first time I witnessed someone who went, oh my God. Now, it was very on the face level of beauty, you know what I mean? Like, but just, you know, like, just as far as her curves and stuff like that, I was like, my God, she's astounding, you know? And then you had that movie where Eric Alinka, with Shawnee from Baywatch, they went on a trip. And that's when Pamela Anderson was introduced to Baywatch. It was the first movie. It's actually the first Baywatch, the movie. And so it was all that. Now, I went on to become a lifeguard myself in Kells County Meath.
I love it.
Right? So you can imagine, the aspirations I had as a lad from Kells County Meath. Do you know,
you were really sticking it to your dad with that one, weren't you? You were just like, no, I'm going to be a lifeguard now. I was like that.
Oh, wait.
Is there a local swimming pool in Kells, is there?
There is, yeah, yeah. There's my mom worked in it for over nearly 40 years.
Right.
So literally the water of the swimming pool, you know, fed our family. And that's why I became a lifeguard as well. But I did all the exams. Like, it wasn't like nepotism or anything like that. I did a Lottie Ryan on it. I did all the work you have to do to get there. And I didn't just fall into being a lifeguard because I watched Baywatch. But, you know, it was less Eddie from Baywatch, more Eddie from secondary school. He's the bully and stuff like that. Like, I often felt, you know, at least when I talk with Dad, and Dad telling me that a life like Baywatch in the beach of California, Hawaii doesn't exist. You know what I mean? And there's a reality and a responsibility to lifeguards. Do you know what I mean? Around the world. At least I realized that when I became a lifeguard myself. Do you know what I mean? Like little things. Like, I remember, like the main thing I learned as a lifeguard was that if you have to save somebody, if someone's in trouble, like, you have to, this is the first thing, and it's the main thing you learn in any health and safety, is if you have to save somebody, you know, you have to assess the hazards. You can't be putting your own life at risk. This is the thing you have to do. So, like, you know, and you could see it. You could see it with Mitch Buchanan on the beach, you know, or you know, they'd always look left and right before they grabbed the ring boy and ran. Now, for me, on the deck of Kell's swimming pool, it was just the same.
Parallel lines.
You'd have a young lad from Navan in the deep end screaming because he can't swim. I'd have to, for me assessing the hazards, I had to drop my coffee. Stay there. I'd just put the coffee aside so it wouldn't spill. And then I'd, you know, you'd never jump into the pool. There's no, in a 50 meter swimming pool, unless you've come down, you're not going in. You know what I mean? Like, you can see them as well. So you just throw whatever you can, inflatable stuff, to get them out.
A pool noodle, here, grab this.
Absolutely, that's the thing. Well, that's the thing. That's sometimes, I guess, they just need a voice in a swimming pool. If someone is not drowning, but panicking, it's panic, yes. And panic leads to drowning, I guess. So I've seen it. I've done it myself. Especially your teenagers, early teenagers who'd have summer schools. Like, the Dublin bus had this thing where they'd have, I guess you call them city kids, who were slightly underprivileged, you know what I mean? And they'd get in the Dublin bus and go to Kell swimming pool for 3 hours and it caused chaos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd get those 11-year-olds, 10-year-olds who had more confidence than a realistic foundation of what they can achieve themselves. And they jump right into the deep end with no fear and then realize that they can't swim or halfway. And you'd often say to a child like that who's panicking, you just go, just kick your legs, you're fine. Just kick your legs. All of a sudden they're like, whoa, I can't believe I was worried all this time. You know what I mean? You just needed someone to say that to them. You know what I mean? A palpable connection.
But, how many lives have you saved, Fred?
I'd say in my years working as a lifeguard, and I've worked for a lifeguard for a good 5 to 6 years because I did it through college.
Yeah.
And I did it a year after I graduated from college. I graduated from UCD with a music degree, and for a year and a half after that, I worked as a lifeguard in the David Lloyd Centre in Clonskee. Like, so that's how much I love lifeguarding.
A jack of all trades.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
What is Baywatch even about?
Well, that's the thing. I think when it came in 89, it didn't work. It actually came in 89, and then it was David Hasselhoff who decided to co-produce it. Around 90, okay. I think it was 91, 92. And he says, okay, I think I know where it's going wrong here. I think what Baywatch was about was just surviving physically and emotionally. You know, like, I think some of the narratives in Baywatch were quite good. And I'll honestly say that, you know what I mean? I think they were brave enough in ways. I remember one episode, and this is the early 90s now. Freddie Mercury just passed away. It was November. And maybe it was the year after that, they had a scene where Caroline, one of the lifeguards, went into the water to take this guy out. His name was Ron. I'll never forget this episode. And she was given a mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, but he was bleeding. And then one of the other lifeguards seen it. He had a necklace on his wrist. And he goes, oh, he's got AIDS. he's got AIDS. And it was kind of panic and worry, and she had to get tested and she was fine and all this. But it was one of the first times, because for popular TV, people wouldn't touch AIDS. Wouldn't go near. Like, are you joking with me? You know what I mean? And then you see someone like Baywatch, David Rich. At the time, I was like, it scared the fuck out of me. Do you know what I mean? I was like, oh, my word. Do you know what I mean? I was afraid to kiss anyone. Do you know? Because maybe 2 years, 3 years after that, I was probably starting to shift myself. And but I do remember that. Do you know what I mean? So credits where credits due. There was that stuff as well. There's another episode as well. I remember Eddie. Do you remember Eddie? He was kind of Shawnee's boyfriend. And this is early Baywatch.
Okay.
And he was catfished. He was waiting on a date. There was this really sexy voice, kind of seductive, sultry voice. And then when she arrives in, he's not what he thought she was when they met each other on the date. And so it was the first time, you know, catfishing was ever addressed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, well before, the internet hadn't really started then. But you know what I mean? They were clever with some of their narratives because of stuff like that. It was also 9 seasons. They had 9 seasons, I think. So you're going to get a lot of shit.
I didn't think it was that deep or that long even. I feel like, you know, some series, they're so legendary that, and then you realise they actually weren't even that long. They were just so hard hitting that everybody remembers them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like some episodes like do stick out. Like there's definitely there was Hobie. Do you remember Mitch's son? There was a new Hobie that came in all of a sudden for no reason. No explanation whatsoever.
Like Ben and EastEnders.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Ross Naroon at the moment. They don't acknowledge Hobie for a second.
Never.
It's like no one's going to. It just doesn't happen in Clifton. It's like, you know what I mean?
No.
It's like it's for that reason, you know what I mean? Our Baywatch always stands out for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is a good one to remember. I'd love to go and rewatch it all again and, have a laugh. And
My brother did that through lockdown.
With
his partner Danielle. And he bought the box set. And I laugh at him initially. But then he comes back at me for all the same arguments that I'm saying now. And he goes, well, I wouldn't diss it too much. Those moments of complete shit in it. But then those little moments where it stood out.
Well, thanks very much for coming on, Fred.
Yes,
we really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
It was nice reminiscing. Yeah,
it was
reminiscing on Baywatch. And I loved your song.
Cheers, Jen.
Thanks so much, Fred.
Delighted. I love the idea for the show. I'll see you soon, guys.
Yeah, see you soon, Fred.
Cheers. Did
somebody say, just eat? I have a tip for you. I have something to tell you, right?
What?
During the week, what did I do?
What?
Started off my day with a sneaky McDonald's breakfast.
Great. No, you didn't.
Oh, I did, yeah. Went on to Just Eat. Because they have McDonald's now. Went on to Just Eat. Got me Mac breakfast. Sensational. I don't know why I haven't been doing it before. Best way to start the day.
Delivered to the door. That's genius.
I know. Isn't it?
Oh, God. You've just opened up a whole new world to me.
It doesn't have to be. We're all au fait with getting the food delivered in the evenings, but it can be at any time. Any meal.
No, it really can. And then when you think about it, especially when you're scrolling through the old phone, as we said last week, the window shopping for the food. So you can get so much. So from traditional favourites like Chinese pizza, Thai, Indian to vegan, salads, sushi, sandwiches and desserts and more. You can also get yourself a breakfast from McDonald's if you're just feeling fancy one of the days.
Just Eat has it. Whatever you want. Yeah. And then you can get it delivered straight to your door. I'm quite proud of myself on that one. So you can keep that.
Thanks. I'm going to put that into the back pocket. So whether it's a spontaneous Mac delivery for breakfast like Emma, or a delicious Thai for lunch or a vegan feast for dinner, download the Just Eat app and choose from hundreds of your favourite local takeaway restaurants delivered straight to your door. Did somebody say,
just eat? Now, this is one of our favourite parts of the podcast. We get to hear from you, the listeners, and basically trash it out and ask you some questions every week. Last week, we asked you what was your favourite TV show that you never tire of watching over and over again.
Yeah, but this week we're taking things a bit more local as we want to hear what your favourite, most memorable Irish reality TV show is.
Yeah, and once you start delving into it, and loads of people got in touch, which was great, you see just how many shows there are. But we've got four that we're going to chat about in particular. Yeah. I'll just take a deep breath before I say this one.
She can't even say it. I'll say it for you. California.
I mean, Okay, if you were to explain it to someone who's never seen it, because few people ask me and they're like, is it like an Irish Jersey Shore? And I said, yeah, like that's pretty much what it is. There's just another element of it that you just can't explain to people. Every sentence is...
Right. Let me stop you there. When people ask me what California is, I say it doesn't represent me. First and foremost, if you've ever watched it, you're not Irish and you don't really get it. That's not all Irish, not all us.
I know.
I think that's very important to highlight, Emma, because it's just too cringe.
But you see, then even like, okay, so the show itself, when you watched a few clips back and stuff just to jog my memory, and yeah, I was like, yeah, no, it's as cringy as I remember. And then people were getting in touch with the gossip now after the fact, because it's 8 years.
Is right, it?
Since it, I think, finished up. And okay, first of all, when I looked into it, I found out that like, we all have to take responsibility for this, okay?
You can hardly talk there.
There was so 22 cringe. Episodes, Jen. What? It wasn't just like, oh, they had 6 episodes and then we said, oh, like, come on, lads, we'll never speak of that again. 22 episodes. One girl got in touch and one of the fellas from California was actually the stripper at her hen. Her sister booked him on the sly.
Is this Mark?
No, I don't even think it was Mark. Is there one of them Jay?
Oh, yeah, Jay. Oh, yeah, so that was his profession at the time.
Yeah, so I said, oh, my God. I mean, I find strippers at hens. But just to take it to that next level.
I need to get the California one. Yeah,
I think we need to move on before I get sick. Okay, what's the next one there on the list?
All right, so the next one is Fade Street, which was Ireland's answer to The Hills.
Yes, and of course, it's where we were introduced to the lovely Vogue.
The lovely Vogue, yeah. Vogue's sound, by the way.
She
don't
just
seems
sound. No, and in fairness, like, because I watched a few episodes, I'd say about a year ago, just for the crack. And she, even in Fade Street, like, she came across all right, I thought.
They did seem like, because I don't believe I watched Fade Street all the way through, but I did see a few clips, and it was like the first one where it was very similar to The Hills in that they were going to work for this. Were they going to work for a magazine?
Yeah, they were going to work. And like, obviously we all know all this stuff is set up, but it's like they met at the interview. Do you remember
that's
that?
That's what it was. And Vogue had the white shorts. I just remember the white shorts.
At the interview?
Yeah.
It was grand.
Another iconic, because I think, didn't Joanne McNally, didn't she do like a voiceover on one of the players for Fade Street recently?
Oh, yes, she did. Yeah.
She did. And she's best friends with Vogue. So she was taking the mick out of it, basically, the whole thing. Because it was one of those iconic scenes where they were at Oxygen. And don't ask me, I do not know their names. Like, some fella came up to just, like, to his girlfriend and be just like, you're a bitch. And then walked off or something. It was just, like, I don't know whether they were trying to act. It definitely wasn't natural. It was mortifying.
Yeah, it was. Speaking of mortifying, you're a star. Right, how did you feel about that one?
I just remember the graphics on it. And weren't they just trying to emulate everything that England were doing at the time?
Now, You're a Star, is that the one where they went to the Eurovision?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And they had the brother and sister singing together. Mm. Donna and Joseph, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I always, anytime, like, and when a brother and sister are a duo, there's something.
Nah, nobody feels easy. It's an uneasy situation when you have a brother and a sister as a duo. That's just an uneasy, it's unsettling. Nobody likes it. Stop doing it. It's not nice. It's not.
No, I mean, but I have to admit something to you now, just so I can get this off my chest. I don't know if it was Eurostar, but it was one of them. I actually auditioned for one of these. Look, it's a face on you. Yes. So like 16, a few of us went from school and I don't know what I was thinking because I was like too shy. I didn't want to be on the camera. Whereas like if you're going to do one of those things, you have to be like, you know, when you're in the queue, you have to be like giving it loads and whatever. They'd be telling you to cheer. And I just like, oh, Scarlett, Scarlett. And it's just mortifying. And I'm so glad that it never got on TV or whatever. Like, do you know what I sang? Sang The Rose.
From Seal.
No, not that one. Not that one. Imagine. Baby. Jeez. No, not that one. It's like a real song you learn in school. Love. Yeah.
It was totally
mortifying and I felt terrible. Like I just, it just wasn't good. So I've gotten that out there. No one can say it to me. It happened. It was a long time ago.
It's like I have this thing when you admit something about yourself when you're kind of in the public eye, which you would be because you've got a few followers on Instagram. Yes. And you admit something. It's like that bit in 8 Mile, you know, where Eminem is like, tell these motherfuckers something they don't know about me. It's like, there you go. You have nothing over me now.
you have to get in front of it. That's the rule, isn't it?
But I just like, if you're in the queue and you're mortified about waving at the camera, it's probably not the best thing to be doing, auditioning for Eurostar. You could potentially end up at the stage of the Eurovision. Like,
that's it, because I didn't play the game. I didn't have my sob story. I wasn't doing it for Nana. I hadn't been bullied or anything. I was just like, yeah, I just thought it'd be like bit of crack, like we all just came on the bus. So that's not really the story they're looking for, you know what I mean?
You're not selling yourself enough. You're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. A couple of years on you probably would have done better, you know.
Okay, we have to just move on now. But people gave us loads of great answers. Like there was Ireland's Fittest Family, Passion Fashion on TG Car. There was loads of brilliant shows.
I like the ones these days, like the goggle boxes and the ones that are basically straight taken from UK TV and done right. I like those.
Yeah.
Like the Forced Dates and the goggle box. I think they're doing better now, but yeah, now back in the day, it's nice to look back and laugh.
And move on.
Yeah, exactly. For next week, we want to know what TV show had the worst ending of all time. So keep an eye out on the Telebox social channels and get involved. And also be in with a chance to win many €50 Just Eat vouchers we will have to give away.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's only 5 eggs per bloke per day. I don't want to talk to you.
Then shut the f*** up!
Calm down, right? You're 19. Shut your face, right?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.